Our guest played for some outstanding Colorado teams, including the legendary 1990 Big 8 champs, who won a share of the national title, terrific NFL career, member of the 35th anniversary Seahawk team, ace radio analyst. We welcome back Chad Brown. Chad, great to have you again. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How you guys doing?
All right. Before we get to the now, recruiting at the major college level has grown into a beast, but as your high school career wound down, John Muir High in Pasadena, just an amazing high school, Sol Dean, Sultan McCullough, Ricky Irvin, Jacques Vaughn, it's just an amazing list. What do you remember about your process, and who contacted you, and what made you settle on Colorado?
Well, you know, I wanted to go to USC, gosh, from the time I was a little kid. And in fact, my high school games were broadcast on a local cable channel there in Pasadena. And after every game, you know, I would do the interview after the game, and I'd put on my USC hat after almost every game. But my dad, you know, thought that it was going to be important for me to leave Southern California and, you know, go away from home, leave some of my, friends who weren't on the same path as I was, leave those guys behind and grow up a little bit and develop some new friends. And, you know, I thought my dad was just kind of giving that some lip service, just some talk. And one night during the recruiting process, the phone rang. And he answered the phone, and he's kind of listening and talking for a little bit. And then he says, you know, Chad's leaving the state, and just hung up the phone. And I was like, Dad, who was that? Well, that was USC. I was like, oh, wow, okay. Apparently, this is not just conversation. This is real. I'm going to leave the state. But in the end, you know, it's funny. My parents have done a fantastic job for the first 17 years of my life, kind of steering me in the right direction, giving me some good guidance. And in the end, really then pushing me away from Southern California and forcing me to look at other schools. I ended up taking recruiting trips to Arizona, Colorado, BYU, and Cal. I took unofficial visits to USC and UCLA and all the Southern California schools. That going to Colorado was the exact right choice for me. We won a national championship, 4 Big 8 titles during my 4 years of playing, 44 games in 4 years. Got drafted in my chosen profession, played inside and outside linebacker, which really prepared me for playing both positions in the NFL. I live here in the state of Colorado now, and I met my wife at the University of Colorado. So what more could you want from a college experience? Big 8 titles, national championship, got a job, and you got your wife, and you live there in the state. That's about as perfect of a scenario as you could draw up.
So, by the way, well done by Dad picking the path. Well done by you to listen.
You know, like I said, they steered me strong for so many years. I figured they would be a good sounding board for me to kind of listen to and be able to help me make my decision with.
All right. Now, last week, the Buffs went to the Big House. They had a big lead. Then they fell behind. Then early in the third quarter, Sefo Lufau took a shot when he delivered the go-ahead pass. He lasted a series. Steven Montez tried, really couldn't do much offensively. And I know it's next man up, but from what you saw, how much different could that story have been if Lufau stayed healthy?
I think it still would have been an uphill climb against Michigan because of the special teams issues. When you're the Buffs and you're really trying to get back and gain some prominence and you're going against a team like Michigan, special teams is where things really begin to show up. Can the offense and defense play inspired football and the Buffs 2- and 3-star and occasional 4-star players raise up to the level of the 3- and 4-star guys from Michigan? That's possible. But when you go to the second team and those guys who are on the coverage units and all the special teams units, that's when that huge difference shows up, because the guys on Michigan's punt team and punt cover team and kickoff and coverage team, they were all state wherever they were at. They weren't just all league like the guys the Buffs had run down the field. So the block punts, the return for a touchdown, those special teams issues, I think would have been enough, even if Sefo Lufau was able to complete the game, for Michigan probably to win a much closer ball game in the end.
Talking with Chad Brown, be part of the broadcast team for Ducks and Buffs. You can follow him on Twitter, the handle @ChadBrown94. So the depth chart says Lufau's listed as injured. Has there, A, been any update on his status? And if he can't go, for folks who haven't seen him, what could you tell us about Steven Montez?
Well, Lou Fowle is practicing. I guess his Wednesday practice was better than his Tuesday practice. He liked the tape job a little bit better, felt a little bit more secure with it on his ankle. But obviously you're going to need to be full speed heading into the Pac-12 schedule. And a hobbled Cepho would probably be better than Steven Montez. Montez was 0-for-7 once he came into the game for Cepho last week against Michigan. So, while I'm certainly anticipating a bus victory no matter what happens, it would be made that much easier if Cepho Lufau can be healthy and play at a high level against the Ducks.
Now, the defense last year was much improved from 2014 when they gave up, I think, 36 points or more in every game but two. That continues this year. Jim Leavitt, who folks might recognize from his days at South Florida, brought in as a coordinator last year. Let's start with your position, linebacker, which he also coaches, led by Kenny Olubide. What do you like about this group?
Well, one of the bright spots for the group is Derek McCartney, CU coach, college Hall of Fame coach,
sure.
Bill McCartney's grandson. Unfortunately, he tore his ACL last week during the Michigan game and is out for the game. So Cepho was injured with an ankle, Derek McCartney with the ACL, and then the place kicker tore his Achilles. And all three of those guys are roommates, so I'm not sure how they're hobbling around right now in their house in Boulder. But to miss Derek McCartney, perhaps the best linebacker on the Buffs defense, that's big. But Addison Gilliam, who maybe Ducks fans maybe remember from 3 years ago, was a freshman All-American and then really kind of dropped off the playing field over the last couple years with injuries and illnesses. He's now back and should be playing at a pretty high level for the Buffs linebacker crew. Jimmy Gilbert is another guy on the outside who's able to get pressure on the quarterback, not quite as dynamic as Derek McCartney on the other side. And then you mentioned Kenneth Olubide, an inside linebacker with a strong safety type of body, very quick, very sudden, good coverage skills. So all three of those guys, I expect them to continue to play well. And they also have been a big part of the Buffs defense taking a big jump again this year, as you mentioned, as they did last year.
We're talking with Chad Brown, be part of the radio broadcast crew, calling the action on KOA 850 in Denver. You played in the Big Eight. Your big rival was Nebraska. You were at Memorial Stadium. Oregon visited there last week, made some mistakes, did have some moments and a tough loss. So what did you make of their showing at that place? You know, it's the first road game for a lot of these young Ducks.
It's a very difficult place to play. So to play, a game that ended up being, really close, you, as a Duck fan, I think you have to recognize that, while the end result wasn't what you wanted, you have to be happy with their ability to go into a very difficult environment and a storied environment. Sometimes as a young player, when you go play in one of those iconic places, one of those iconic stadiums, it can be overwhelming, the moment. I don't think those guys were overwhelmed by the moment.
Final thought for Chad Brown, regardless of who's in there, a quarterback, you're going to need the line to protect and run block. The vets on the line, Alex Kelly, Jared Coe, then you have three new starters. The line coach, Clayton Thomas, who worked with Coach McIntyre at San Jose State, what could you tell us about the line he's put together this year?
Well, he was a backfield coach last year and made the switch with Gary Bernardi. They kind of switched up positions. And I think the line has taken a good step forward with that coaching switch. They seem to be playing better as a unit and also individually. And, there comes a time for a new staff where you have to get the offensive line all on the same page. And it's finally seeming to happen for the Buffaloes, not only just from a group that's playing on the field, but also from a cohesion within that unit and the development of talent, even for the guys who were second string last year or possibly even third string. All those guys are all playing much better. So it's not just, the Buffs defense has taken a big step. I think the entire program has taken a big step forward with the talent development that's gone over the last couple of years, and also the better recruiting classes they've been able to get the last couple of years.
You can keep up with all this man has up to on Twitter. Use the handle at ChadBrown94. You'll get a lot of NFL as well as college. Hey, Chad, great catching up. You travel safe to Eugene, and we always appreciate your time. Thanks a million.
All right, thanks for having me on. I always appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.